Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Welcome to the Journey Beyond Divorce podcast, where we invite you into a journey of healing and personal transformation that will radically change your divorce experience, heal your heart while refining your character, and set you up to be effective and feel empowered as you navigate the practical and emotional challenges of divorce. I'm your host, Karen McMahon, founder of Journey Beyond Divorce. My divorce brought me to my knees, and it also transformed me and set me on this path to help you. Welcome to Karen Solos, your compass through the storm of high conflict divorce. Discover quick chats that are bound to ignite your curiosity, spark inspiration, and pave the way for transformative thinking and living. Are you eager to delve into a specific topic? We'd love to hear from you. Email us at admin@journeybeyonddivorce.com, and we'll make sure to weave it into our upcoming episodes. Welcome back to another episode of Karen Solos. Today we're talking about, should you mend or end your marriage? Living in dysfunctional, toxic, or abusive marriages. And I'm hoping to help build a bridge today. So many of us who are in these really difficult marriages stay so long. Now, there's no judgment in this conversation. People stay for a lot of different reasons. But those of you who are uncomfortable, who feel like you've been sitting on the fence for a long time, or you're really stuck and you don't want to leave, you want to mend and you don't know if it's possible or how to begin, or you want to end and you're just scared to death of divorce and everything that ending entails, this episode is for you. And I have a free gift at the end of the episode for you. So let me start with my story. Maybe you've heard it before. My divorce took 3.5 years. But if we go prior to that, it was my daughter's 2-year birthday. It was December 30th, 2000. And there was an enormous blow up. It was our one physical altercation. And it began my process of, I already knew that things were bad because I was at the end of my rope. I was triggered. I was reactive. And I was unhappy. And this particular event caused me to go into therapy. And I went into therapy for a while and worked on myself. And then I left. And other issues came up. And then I went into marriage counseling. And then I went into a different marriage counseling. And then things got worse. And then I went back into therapy again. Or maybe I was in therapy through some of this. And so if we say that January 2001 was like the beginning point for me, my divorce was complete in October 2006. And so what happened between January 2001 was all of this therapy and marriage counseling. And then in November 2002, so almost a full 2 years later, I hired an attorney. But then I immediately put it on pause within a month or two because my spouse really, really, really wanted to work on it and make it work. And so we did a little bit more. We did a retrovibe program. We did a little bit more marriage counseling, and it just was going no place. And the reason I tell that story is, so that's basically 5.5 years. And I was only in a marriage for around 10 years. And so for those of you who are in a marriage for 20 years, 30 years, 35 years, this decision, should I mend, should I end, is huge. And a lot of things come up. So today I want to talk about a lot of the different issues that I hear about what comes up when you're making this decision. I want to normalize the fact that if you just feel like, God, I've been sitting on the fence for so long, I get it. So many people would get it. It's very normal. The more chaotic and dysfunctional or abusive or toxic the marriage, the more we lose ourselves and the harder it is to make this incredibly big decision. So what do you need? That's really what I want to address in today's episode. It may be, and I'm just going to run through a bunch of them. It may be that you have religious beliefs or cultural beliefs where it's like, once I say until death do I part, I have to stay. I was raised Catholic, Roman Catholic, and I certainly felt like I couldn't do something that was going to go against my God. And so that was one of my many obstacles to overcome. And so you may feel, because of cultural reasons, nobody in my family, nobody in my neighborhood, nobody in my church or my synagogue or whatever my house of worship is, this is not something that I know about. And so that's going to cause its own friction. And that's good to know. And I would say, as you're listening to this, if you can, write down what resonates with you, because the clearer you can get on what are the obstacles that I'm facing to move from this position that I'm in that is uncomfortable, begin that list. So it may be that you have a cultural belief or a religious belief around the commitment. And so we can look at that. The second thing is, you may feel like, I can change him or her. I know that talking enough, recommending enough, I was certainly there. Let's go to marriage counseling. Let me point out your faults. Let me ask you to please, 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 please change these things. And so that might be, you might feel like, I believe that they can change. And you may know that you too have to change, which I will tell you, you absolutely do. And so that might be you. That might be like, I can change them. And then we want to talk about that. We want to talk about, what does changing you look like? And how do you invite your spouse into doing some personal growth work and doing some work on the relationship to shift and change so that it's more pleasing across the board? So we can talk about that. And in my free gift, that's where you're really going to get an incredible amount of value. It could be financial fear, as with so many of us. And I was a working mom. I wasn't a stay-at-home mom. And still, the question was, can I make it on my own? Can I work full time and be a single parent of grade school kids and keep a roof over my head and food on the table? Or is this just better? Is this just better than crashing and burning on my own? And so that's a very real and scary and understandable question to ask. And so there's so many fears. I'm going to start with that financial fear, but it could just be fear. It could just be that I have been bullied and belittled and berated for so long that I don't trust myself. I have a tremendous amount of self-doubt. I have a real lack of confidence that even if logically I could figure out what the right thing to do is, I'm just too scared to do it. And so that might be you, and that makes sense. It could be uncertainty, that I don't know anything about divorce. All I know, it's a big, scary foreign land. I don't know how the legal works. I don't know my finances. I'm scared about the kids. I'm going to get into that in a minute. And so it may be just this huge uncertainty that you have, in which case we can look at that. Like, how do you then address that so that you gain clarity, so that you can move forward? Because with all of these questions, it's like, what's the problem? How do I get clear on a single path to a solution and then get myself into action? When I was on the fence, which felt like forever, I felt like I was holding my whole family's future pause because I couldn't make a decision. And that has its own weight and pressure. And so if this is you, keep that list of what is it that's keeping me stuck. It may be fear around the kids, and I've got three or four of them. So one is, I'll hurt the kids. It's going to damage the kids. They say, don't divorce. Divorce is damaging. I can't do that to my children. And so then we want to look at, okay, well, let's look at what they're living in. So are they living in a household where they're getting really healthy messaging about intimate love and how to deal with conflict and how to communicate well? Or is there something else that they're getting? And could they maybe even be a little bit hurt by what's currently going on? And is the possibility of ending maybe even better for them? So that's a really big question to ask. Another one around the kids is, I can't leave. I really want to leave, but I can't leave because then they'll be with the high conflict parent X percentage of the time, and I won't be able to protect them. And they're either really young, or mom or dad is just really disordered or has anger management or can be abusive. And so it may be, I think I have to stay to protect the kids. And then we can look at that because there's a lot of different sides to that statement. If you're trying to protect your kids from somebody that they need to learn how to navigate, that might be another angle for us to look at together. Again, the free gift at the end is where you can really dive in and make some progress on these questions. Another kid fear is, I won't be able to protect them. If I leave, then they're alone with that other parent, and I'm not going to be able to protect them while they're with the other parent. And so it's just better if I stay. Or I'm going to stay because my spouse makes a nice living and I'm a stay-at-home parent, or I'm the lesser moneyed spouse. And, you know, I want my kids to go to a good college and I want them to have a good life. And so maybe I know that this marriage is never going to last long term, but I am willing to soldier on and get them to a point where they've gotten their college education. So I hear that a lot too. Again, there's no judgment, there's no right, there's no wrong. Your choices only you can make. My desire is that you get crystal clear on what's keeping you stuck, what you need for clarity, a plan of action, and the beginning of moving forward in whatever direction that looks like. Another fear around the children is, I just cannot imagine not waking up with my kids every day. I can't lose time with them. I can't even think about not seeing them 50% of the time. It's decimating to me. And so then we can look at that, and we can look at how qualitative your time with them is and how chaotic you might be or how overwhelmed you might be. And we can look at quality versus quantity, not to push you in a direction, but just so that you're looking at all sides of the issue. And then you can more clearly make your decision. So there's many more. In fact, I would love to hear what your other obstacles are that I'm not mentioning, because there are so many of them. You've heard the saying, April showers bring May flowers. If co-parenting has been difficult this year due to your ex's alcohol abuse, you need SoberLink. How it works is simple. Your co-parent will test at scheduled times. Built-in facial recognition will confirm their identity. Tampa sensors will flag any attempts to cheat, and results will get sent instantly to your phone, so you know that your kids are with a sober parent. Lay the groundwork for brighter days ahead. Visit soberlink.com/JBD to learn more and get $50 off your device. My desire is to build a bridge, to help build a bridge for you from where you are to where you want to be. And you can't build the bridge until you know what the obstacles are, how long the bridge has to be, how sturdy the bridge has to be, what else the bridge has to include. And so if you want to mend, so let's first talk to those who are like, no, I'm pretty certain I want to mend. Even if it's not realistic, even if other loved ones have said it's not realistic, if you want to mend, then start there. Don't listen to anybody else. You may need that one last time to try to mend so that should you go forward toward ending, you don't have regret. I've tried everything. I've turned over every stone. I get that. I did that myself. And so there's no judgment here. The question is, what do you need? So if you want to mend, go into it eyes wide open. And if mending involves telling him or her all the ways that they're wrong and all the things that they have to do differently, we can even address that in a healthy and productive way. And the other part of mending that I think is just brilliant is, what did you bring to the table? Where are you needing to grow? Because while you are trying to mend your marriage, one of the most important things is to mend yourself. And if you work on finding your self-confidence, finding your voice, finding your areas where you need to curb your conflict, where you need to show up differently in disagreement rather than being conflict averse, or look at your people pleasing or your codependence or your inability to set and uphold boundaries or your tendency to get really react, whatever that is for you, that's part of the mending. So if you're thinking it would be so much more comfortable for me to start trying to mend, let's look at what you need and get you started on that front. If you know you want to end, but you continually are paralyzed by the fears that I mentioned or ones that I didn't, I want to help you. And it's scary. It's really scary. Divorce is probably the biggest transition any of us ever go through, right? It's financial. It's this legal process. It involves the kids. It involves a social circle. It involves losing in-laws and separating friends. And it involves 100 other things. It's scary. It makes sense. And so if you're feeling like, well, if I had a fast forward button, Karen, and I could just hop onto the other side of the divorce and be divorced, yeah, I'd do it on a dime. Or I'd at least be more apt to head in that direction. Then that's great to know, because then we can work with you in how to get there. And so this is what I'm doing. You've probably heard me talking about my Divorce 101 program. That's really for people who have decided. And so my question to myself is, what is the bridge for all of you who are unhappy, but you haven't yet decided and you don't know how to decide? And I want to make sure that I create a resource that's an ideal bridge for people on the fence who aren't ready to decide, but want to move in that direction. And so here's what I'm offering. I am offering a free 1-hour coaching call with me to the first 10 people who reach out. This is going to help you get clear on how to begin to move forward. It's going to give you the clarity and the baby steps to get out of paralysis and into action. It's going to help me. It's going to help me get clear on how to help you. This isn't a pitch. This is just a full, powerful coaching conversation to help with your clarity and your next steps. And I guarantee you, you will walk away with new perspectives, an action plan that you're excited about, and a way to get unstuck and move forward. So I have a couple of resources for you, and that'll be one of them. And they're all in the show notes. The first one is, if you're unsure, and I didn't mention this before, but if you're unsure, if you're listening and you're like, you know what, maybe it's me, maybe my marriage isn't dysfunctional or toxic or abusive, go to jbddivorcesupport.com, the homepage, and right up top is our relationship quiz. It'll take you 5 minutes to do, and you will immediately see which category that you fall into. So if you're not sure how you would categorize your marriage, start there. Secondly, if you've been on the fence, I want you to grab a Should I Mend or Should I End free coaching call with me. This is a $500 investment, and you're getting it completely free. Go to jbddivorcesupport.com/mend or end. And the first 10 people, and I'm only taking 10 people, the first 10 people to sign up, and there's a questionnaire that you fill as you book your time, will get this call for free. And so just to wrap up, I want to say that being on the fence makes all the sense in the world. Being afraid is completely normal. Staying stuck doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve you, your spouse, or your children. And so I really encourage you, take the quiz, grab one of those first 10 mender and free coaching calls, and let's get you out of paralysis and into momentum, moving in a direction of your desire. I really look forward to hearing from you. Those links are both in the show notes or go to the website, jbddivorce.com. See you soon.
Thanks for joining us on the Journey Beyond Divorce podcast. I hope you found guidance and encouragement to help you along your journey. If you like my podcast, please take a minute to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. You can also visit us at jbddivorcesupport.com, where our team of coaches support both men and women throughout one-on-one coaching, group programs, online courses, and free resources. Stay tuned for our next episode, and I'll talk to you soon.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.